Okay, we will move on to item 11, persons to be heard. No persons to be heard. Item 12, unfinished business. We have no unfinished business. And that brings us down to item 13, new business, 13A. Proposed resolution, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, and the City of Petersburg, Alaska, supporting the development of new hatcheries and releases in Southeast Alaska generally, and in the Wrangell and Petersburg area specifically, to increase the available fish for commercial and sport fishing operations.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion.
Well, under discussion, I'd just like to say, Your Honor, is that I think it's a great idea, and I know that, you know, that there's always controversy when it comes to these type of things, and, you know, the state weighs in and they have their different thoughts, but I just think that it's a great deal, a great opportunity for this community to try to do something within our local area. And anybody who's been involved in the last 2 weeks with what's been going on with Anita Bay, with the Saners in town, the Gilliners and stuff, you cannot imagine the volume and of people and of course the fish that's being caught and the dollars that are being exchanged. It's been tremendous, and if we can help offset the natural stocks by some more enhancement, I think it's just a win-win-win. So, and no matter what we do here tonight, the bottom line is there are going to be greater minds than ours, and the biologists that are involved in this whole process that's going to make this all work if it comes to fruition. So this is just a great resolution, and we ought to all support it.
There's a memo that I attached, and really this is the product of conversation that I had with Chris Guggenbeckler, who met with Mr. Guggenbeckler, and I met with the governor when he was here last, and we talked about hatcheries. It was something you know, that was important to him, particularly for some of the boards that Mr. Guggenbeckler sits on. He's fishing, he's not here tonight, or I'm sure he would have a lot more to add. I want to reiterate what Bill has said, and that we are not fish biologists and we're not experts on where to locate these things, but there has been a hatcheries have been identified by the USDA cluster initiative process as a potential ocean cluster activity to develop some new hatcheries, and if we figured it was a good way to work with Petersburg, our neighbors, on something to collectively send to the governor's office and let them know that if there is an opportunity, that we would either in our area or Petersburg's area or in between, we would be interested in seeing it develop. So,
well, and
they are controversial, but
right. But you know, I remember many years back when Crystal Lake Hatchery was started. One of the reasons Wrangell was very instrumental in supporting Petersburg and having that hatchery put there, even though some of our local fishermen at the time were concerned that we weren't going to see the return that they thought that we should get. But still, it was a bigger picture than just a community, and so this community supported that as well. And Ernie Hagen was a representative at the time that got it all going, and it's worked out very well, and it's worked out to the benefit of also Wrangell fishermen and sports fishermen. So we could do the same thing on this end, and I think Petersburg would support us if it ends up down in our area, so to speak.
Any other discussion or comments? Can you hear you now? Hold vote, please.
Assembly members McConkie?
Yes.
McConkie?
Yes.
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Cribbett?
Yes.
And Mayor Metzen?
Okay, moving down to item 13B, proposed resolution. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, designating canvas board duties to three assembly members for canvassing the results of the special election to be held August 21st, 2012. They would be assembly members McConkie, Jack, and Stokes.
Move to adopt resolution.
It's been moved. We have a second.
Second it.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxim?
Yes. Item 13C, request to hold a special assembly meeting on August 28, 2012 to certify election results from special election to be held on August 21st, 2012.
I'd move to approve scheduling a special assembly meeting on Tuesday, August 28th, 2012 at 6:30 p.m. to certify election results from the special election to be held on August 21st, 2012. Second it.
Moved and seconded. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxim?
Yes. Item 13D, consideration and appropriate action relating to the renewal of assessor's contract for 2013 through 2015.
Move to approve the proposal from Appraisal Company of Alaska for 2013, 2014, and 15 tax years, and to increase the budget for these services in the amount of $15,000 with funds to come from the general fund reserve.
I move. We have a second.
Second.
Seconded. Discussion, comments. This is the same.
And the increase is in cost is
it's $15,000 more per year, and the last time that we went out to bid for these services, even at that $60,000 a year, it is still about half of what the next lowest was 7 years ago.
Okay.
So we're very comfortable with this quote.
Okay. So it's 15 each one of those years, 15.
Right, 15 more each of those.
Each year. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty. Adding it up to 45, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxim?
Yes. Item 13E, consideration and appropriate action relating to the professional engineering services contract for the Marine Service Center, concrete paving phase two design.
Move to approve the borough manager to issue a contract to P&D Engineers for professional engineering services at a fixed fee amount of $223,941, with funds to be paid from the State of Alaska DCCED construction funds for the Marine Service Center, concrete paving phase two project.
Second. It's
been moved and seconded. Discussion or comments?
This is the company that has done all previous engineering for the Marine Service Center. We're very happy with their work. We're comfortable with their product. And again, this would be a fixed fee.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxim?
Yes. Item 13F, consideration and appropriate action relating to the professional engineering services contract for the travel lift pier improvements design.
I would move to authorize the borough manager to issue a contract to P&D Engineers for professional engineering services in a fixed fee amount of $94,300 to be paid from the State of Alaska DCCED construction funds for the travel lift and pier improvements project.
It's been moved. We have a second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any comments on this?
As you are aware, we received funding to purchase a newer and a larger travel lift. This would require some improvements to the pier and the dock over there. This would be the engineering for that purpose. This is also the same company that did our design for the existing pier. We did have discussions regarding their fee because we had some concerns, and we visited with them about those fees. And upon explanation, we're comfortable with it, and it again is a fixed fee.
The 250-ton travel, is that the size of the one Kodiak, or?
I think Kodiak has an even larger.
Okay, I wasn't sure what larger size was. Okay.
Well, we presently have 150-ton lift. The 250-ton lift will give us a capacity to be able to pick up the, a tender the size of the Grace C as an example, which we can't pick right now. And there's a lot of other tenders that's laying out there, so to speak, that really want to get their service work done here in Wrangell. And so this is really a,
this is great.
A win-win for us.
This is wonderful news.
Not to mention if there is a problem with any of those big tenders that come in here during the summertime with Trident, because they get some mighty big ones in there.
Yep.
Got a problem, they can get pulled out.
Good, excellent. Yep.
Any other questions? As this is somewhat related to this, when do we anticipate putting out an RFP for the site development, doing a site development plan for the old mill site out there? Because we will have an extra travel lift, and we'll be.
I think we want to kind of look at that after we get through our downtown waterfront plan, and we complete our review of the economic study for the mill property. That RFP should be going out here, I would say, within the next 30 to 60 days. And you included that in the budget this year for us to do that.
Now, we'll still be able to use the smaller one at the same time using the big one for smaller vessels, right? I mean, the work on the dock is not going to be cutting it out bigger.
No, it should not. No, we should be okay. We should be okay with that. Mm-hmm.
I just.
There may be a week or a 2 week period or something like that where we're not allowed to lift vehicles out because of work going on, but other than that, I wouldn't think it would be anything long term.
Okay, my question was a smaller one sitting idle, mm-hmm. and the big one working, you know. The dock isn't going to be redesigned or redone for the larger one, and the small one will not be able to use it from that
time. No, this has to do with the strength of the dock more than the actual, as I understand it. I think what we would want to do is, if we no longer have a need, though, for the smaller lift, there are communities that are already have expressed interest. So. Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay.
That's good to know.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, full vote, please.
Assemblymembers Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
And Mayor Massey?
Yes. That brings us to item 14, attorney's file.
I don't have anything for the attorney's file, but I would just like a do-over on the borough manager's report. I would be remiss if I did not point out to the assembly that Nathaniel Rubin, he has been our intern for the summer. This is his last assembly meeting. He leaves on August 4th. We found Nathaniel as a result of him, the Conference of Young Alaskans, making a presentation at Southeast Conference in March. He's a sophomore at Yale University. He's worked on our personnel manual, our animal ordinance, both of which will be coming to the assembly in August or September. He's done some website development for us, some zoning research for Carol Rushmore, some job position descriptions. He really has a thirst to learn, and he's been very detail-oriented and good at dotting the I's and crossing the T's. And although he's only been here 60 days, we will miss him because he's.
And a little bit on the code review committee.
Yes, he's done some code review committee work too. Mm-hmm.
When are you coming back?
I just have a question for Nathan. What will you be doing next year?
As
keep us in mind.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice, quiet little
yes.
Town.
And he stands up to type.
Does
yes.
he?
Yeah.
Yeah. All day.
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you so very
Thank
much.
Thank you
Nathan.
Very, very much.
Yeah.
Okay, item 15, executive session. We have no executive session this evening.
I was talking to Tim today about having the executive session and having us brought up to speed on what's going on in litigation. I would really like to have that.
Mm-hmm. You mean tonight?
Mm-hmm. As soon as possible. Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't be able to do it tonight. We would need to publicly notice it.
That's okay.
But we can either have it on the next meeting, which is when?
The next meeting.
That's a month from now.
Right, isn't it until here?
Too long.
Okay, so. Do we want to have a special meeting?
Could we? just to go into executive session and be brought up to speed. I have a couple of concerns that I want brought up.
So do we want to, do you want to schedule a special meeting and we can notice of executive session?
Okay, so 48 hours notice, I believe, for special meeting. So if I do it tomorrow, how about, you want to do it on the 31st, July 31st, Tuesday? A week from today?
Is that okay for everybody?
Yep, that'll work for me.
That'll work for me.
6:30 or 7 o'clock?
And we'll double check to make sure Mr. Blasko will be available for that meeting as well.
6:30
is fine with me.
Oh, you're talking yourself.
I'm fine.
Do you want to do it at 7? Just to be safe?
No, 6:30 is fine.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
6:30 on the 31st. That brings us to item 16, adjournment. We'll go ahead and adjourn at 7:30.
Cool.
6:30.
31st. Last day of the month. Last day of the month, yeah.
Six.
Whoa. That was great. Hey, that was great.
Kim, I'm going to leave these here.
No problem.
You don't take them home, you read them online now, huh?
I do. I read mine online.
Yeah.
I just got my new computer today, and it has an upgraded version of PDF.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm going to, from now on, when I put it on there, I'll bookmark. So you can, on the actual agenda, you can click where you want to go, and it'll take you right where you want to go. So I'm very excited about that.
Hey, that's good. Oh. All righty.
Well, this is good.
All right, Evel Knievel.
I didn't see that.
Thank you all very much for taking me on. It's been a pleasure.
Just don't forget us.
You're more than welcome to come back, too. Uh-huh. You know, if you have, like, at Christmas, Christmas break. All righty.
You're going to find out in just a second.
I can't get any closer. That's it, man.